USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence is moving slow and dropping tons of rain on the Carolinas. There's now major flooding and catastrophic property damage. WNCN-TV reporter Colleen Quickly.
We were speaking with some of the firefighters who work here in New Bern and said if they didn't have all of this help, they don't know what they would have done because the calls just kept on coming. You know, so many people we've spoken with said it's flooded here before, but no one has ever seen anything like what they saw with Tropical Storm Florence.
Meteorologist John Cancelosi.
So right now we have a tropical storm warning up for Florence. For a good portion of the North and South Carolina coastline, it almost covers nearly the entire coast of the two states.
About 1 million customers in the Carolinas are without power. So far, 7 people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The governor of Massachusetts declares a state of emergency after natural gas explosions. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Mayor Dan Rivera says Columbia's communications with local authorities have been poor and the company's hiding from the problem.
First, evacuate everyone. Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure evacuate everyone south of the river? Yes. In Andover, yes, evacuate everyone. So we did it. The second thing they asked us to do was to shut off the power. Are you sure? Shut off the power. Yes, shut off the power. We're not going to shut off the power. Then we're going to shut off the... Finally, we shut off the power. Those are the last 2 coherent pieces of information we got from Columbia Gas.
Thursday's blasts are being blamed for more than 60 fires, a death, and about 25 injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Ariana Grande has put up a tribute on Instagram for Mac Miller, who died last week of an apparent overdose. "I adored you from the day I met you," she wrote, "and I always will." The two had dated for about 2 years, only breaking up last May. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is working on fulfilling another one of its campaign promises. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is looking to make drug prices more affordable for patients. That's according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. He joined Fox Business to explain how he's doing that.
The president is adamant. He's going to bring drug prices down. We laid out a blueprint back in May. Since that time, it's taking effect. We've been just lopping off and executing item after item in that blueprint. We've seen 60% reduction in price increases from pharma.
Wow.
Since the president rolled out his blueprint. We've had 2 companies that have rolled back price increases, decreased prices. We've had other companies that had announced they were going to increase prices and then pulled back from them. And we've had close to 15 companies that have said they're not going to increase prices the rest of this year. Now, I'm not counting on their voluntary actions. We're rewiring the whole system.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In the home of the brave.
A
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. This is Jim Blythe, and joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the wonderful Ron Abrams. We're here to bring you education, information, and communication. We're part of the USA Radio Network, and we are also on the Armed Forces Radio Network. This is a beautiful, beautiful day here in Dallas. I got to tell you, Ron, we couldn't have a better day right now, could we?
You're right.
Okay, there's so much that we want to talk about. This is Mental Health Month. This is an important time that we focus on mental health, suicide prevention, but more than that, just being successful. You are what you think about, winning the battlefield of the mind. And one of the most important things that I know of is for us to be focused on being involved. Focus on things that move us forward. Focus on things that enable us to get ourselves out of maybe a dark place and get ourselves into really great organizations.
Right. They say two brains are better than one anyway, right?
Absolutely. Well, and there's a camaraderie. I am totally opposed to sitting around in a bar and drinking and talking about the good old bad days or the bad old good days or whatever. And I want us to focus on some of the things that are absolutely important. One of the books that I've been reading lately is Zig Ziglar's Meet Me at the Top. Another one that I've been reading lately is The Battlefield of the Mind. What they say, and I'm repeating this, is what you think about is what you do. That's biblical, okay? So first thing I want to really talk about are some of the organizations and things that are available to us to get involved in. All right, number one, you belong to a fraternity that I think is absolutely and fantastic. It's open to all military. Is it also open to patriots who want to be around military guys and contribute?
Well, you can show up for the community services and whatnot, but like any fraternity, there is a process you have to go through, but you have to meet certain criteria, and one of those are, of course, being a veteran, or you can actually be in the military itself right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's open to anybody who is.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Yes.
You'd even take a guy like me.
Indeed.
As old as I am.
We will.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I was the oldest on my line. You know, I'm 52 years old.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, there is no hazing. You're not going to have to, you know, go through obstacle courses and all that stuff. It's just basic knowledge about, you know, the founders of the fraternity, things of that nature. But the bottom line is we're all veterans. Or we're in the military at this moment, and it's all about camaraderie. And we're of course talking about Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated.
And by being part of that, fraternity, and having that camaraderie, you're focusing on the positives. You're focusing on lifting each other up. You're focused on community service. Tell me a little bit about some of the community service you guys do.
You know, it's funny you should ask that. One of them is going to assisted living facilities and helping those that are in there. A lot of the veterans who are now residents of those particular facilities, a lot of people are forgotten in there. So we'll actually volunteer to help them with the dining facilities there. We'll help them, you know, walking. We assist in other games and things of that nature, checkers, chess, all of that. But we don't want our veterans to be forgotten. And we did something very great, in my opinion, a couple months back. We had a senior prom. Operative word, senior, because they're all, yeah.
So, and you didn't invite me?
Well, it was, I had just crossed the line. I had just crossed.
Okay.
And so I had just gotten aboard. But we all dressed in our, we wore black suits, of course, bow ties, things of that nature. And we danced with the seniors.
How fun is that? Yes. I think that's great. You know, for quite a while, Diane and I provided church services to an assisted living group here in Dallas. And just suiting up, showing up, being a part of them really helped. And we had lunches with them. That's something that I really miss, that we just, with my schedule right now, I can't possibly do it. But that's a good thing in that I am so focused on things to help veterans and help seniors and work with them.
Yes.
Let's talk about something else that's really neat, because there are a lot of people who would like to have the military experience. There were a lot of people who are military, and when they get out, they like to continue that. So we know we've got the reserves, but not everybody qualifies for the Army National Guard or the reserves.
That's true.
We've got the Texas State Guard, which is really a great organization. Our good buddy John David Wells is a part of that. They've got a recruiting drive going on right now. So it's the Texas State Guard. They've got an Army group, they've got an Air group, and they've got a Navy group. And this is supported by the state of Texas. But they do a lot of civic things as well. They do a lot of disaster relief. I have a feeling they were down when Hurricane Harvey. Mm. And so they are very, very involved, I think, as a backup to the National Guard. So I want to highly, highly recommend people go take a look at the Texas State Guard. And we're going to have, ultimately, Brigadier General Hastings, the head of the Army component for the Texas State Guard, on our program. His flight was canceled last night. He couldn't be in. But this is really important. And if I have talked to one person, I bet I've talked to 100, that said, gee, Jim, one of the biggest regrets in my life is I didn't get to serve in the military. Mm. When the time came, I was either married, or I had a this, or I had that, or I had a kind of job that was critical, and therefore I did not get to serve. Well, I want to highly recommend you check out the Texas State Guard. It gives you an opportunity. And, you know, one of the top states where military are retiring is right here in Texas.
That's right. We are. The best state in the union, especially when it comes to jobs, job opportunities, infrastructure.
Oh,
everything.
Wow. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And so if you are a civilian, a patriot, you want to get involved, you want the military experience, you want to get involved with helping with disaster relief and things of that nature, take a look at the Texas State Guard, suit up, sign up, and be a part of the Guard, because that helps. And also, for you that are returning and you want to continue, but maybe you don't ever want to be called up again. Maybe you don't want to be in the reserves or whatever, but you'd like to continue that participation. Here we go. Texas State Guard, one more time. So you can look it up, Texas State Guard. You can find out all about it. You can call our station, talk to John David Wells. You can give me a call. We'll get you some information if you're interested in that.
And if I can say something further concerning the test, the ASVAB test, Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, I would highly recommend that you go to the library, pick up the book, and at least see what the test is going to be about. They've changed it a little bit now. They've got some spatial recognition ability tests. A lot of it is adapted from the astronauts and the type of testing they used. Basically, you know, does this round peg fit in, you know, the square hole or whatever? But it also has images wherein it'll ask you if the image is turned to the right, then out of these four images below, which one would it look like, you know? So familiarize yourself with it. Passing score, 31. You have to score 31 on the AFQT score, Armed Forces Qualification Test score. And there are about 10 other areas you're going to be answering questions in: paragraph comprehension, vocabulary, math knowledge, arithmetic reasoning, So try to brush up on that and see what you're about to come up against for those who are interested. And the higher you score on the test, the better your opportunities, especially when it comes to promotions or assignments. A lot of
or
guys
schools,
going
A schools.
Yes, yes. You can even change your job, you know, while you're in, you know, as long as you've got the scores to reflect that. And every single job that you're looking at on the screen, when you go down to MEPS, that's Military Interest and Processing Station.
Yeah.
But when you go there, you'll see the list or the list of jobs that you qualify for based on how well you've scored on the test. So, yes, you are the one who's choosing the job you want to have. So it's quite simple.
In today's world. So a lot of people have the misguided impression that everybody who goes into the military is going to be carrying a firearm, going to be on the front lines, slogging through the sand, going through the mountains, in the jungle. Not everybody does that.
No, not at all. Not at all. There's over 250 types of jobs you can choose from, I know, in the regular Army. But, of course, you're going to be a little bit limited as to what you're able to choose based on what the units here specialize in.
Yeah.
So, you know, just go ahead and familiarize yourself with that. Talk to your recruiter and find out what type of jobs they have at that particular unit where you're living.
You know, and again, another thing, because we kind of switched from talking about veterans, patriots, but we're talking about going into the military. So let me talk about another form of recruiting. Which this goes way back to Vietnam. Had I known this was available, I would have done it. I could have gone to the ROTC. I would have loved to have been in the Naval ROTC. I'm third generation Navy. My grandfather was career Navy. My father came out as a chief petty officer in World War II.
You went in during Vietnam?
I was in during Vietnam, yeah.
You look 45, man.
Thank you. God bless
you. What are you doing?
I'm a wee bit older than that, but let me tell you something. What a lot of people don't know is these programs, these ROTC programs, like SMU, when I went in, I didn't understand. They had an Air Force, and I didn't understand how that worked. Had I gone done the research, and of course I could care less. I didn't care for being in the Air Force because I'm third generation Navy. I wanted to go in the Navy. I could have gone to college. A good buddy of mine, Captain Chris Hampton, went to the University of Oklahoma, full paid scholarship plus a stipend, and he goes through the Naval ROTC and he comes out an officer, and he retires. I've forgotten. I think 20 some odd years as a full Navy captain. That's the same thing as a bird colonel in the Army.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, he's now got a nice pension, but he's got this wonderful opportunity, and companies are willing to, you know, hire him in a heartbeat because of his leadership experience. So there are opportunities to pay for college. There are opportunities to get a head up, which is basically utilizing the military.
That's right.
Utilizing the reserves, utilizing these ROTC programs, whether it's high school or college.
And as a matter of fact, if you go through ROTC in college, your first 2 years are paid for with no obligations. But once you hit that junior year, you have to make your decision as to whether you're going on into the military as an officer to have that college paid for. You know, so again, it's all about research. Just know what you're getting into. Talk to those recruiters and find out what's available.
Now, Ron, one of the other things that I found, because, you know, back about this time, well, October last year, I had a chance to go aboard the Truman. We're going to talk about the men and women that I met in active duty on board the USS Truman and what they're doing in terms of education and advancement. And I think that's tremendously important because once you get out, then these opportunities, we've got schools like Tarrant County College that Robin works for, Dallas County College, Texas A&M. We had WGU on. There are tremendous opportunities for education. When you have education and advancement, then you're winning the battlefield of the mind.
That's right.
All of this relates back to having a positive attitude. So tell you what, this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We are Alliance for the Brave. We are here to provide you with education, information, and communication. So stay with us. We'll be right back after these words from our partners.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833 for my VA loan. That's 833, the number 4, my VA loan, or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311548, and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th. At the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Confidence is a force multiplier. Leaders must generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence, you can make your team confident. But if you don't have confidence, if you lack confidence, they'll be hesitant. What kind of team do you want? As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. Ron, you are U.S. Army, strong and proud, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, and I was on board with the Navy, so you're on board today as we're taking this ship out and talking about mental health, but talking about being involved, talking about education, talking about improving yourself. Every man and woman that I know that has got involved in higher education, that has gotten involved in improving their life and themselves, has improved their mental health. Matter of fact, you know what? There was a study of a group of nuns who they did passed away, and they did brain scans. And some of those nuns had signs of severe Alzheimer's. But they went back over their life and they said, well, they didn't have any signs of it. And that's because they were very heavily involved in community service, on reading, on education, on being involved. So being involved not only will help your mental health, but it'll help your physical health. But most of all, it just makes you feel better, right?
That's right. Especially when it comes to networking as well. And I really want to talk to all of our veterans who are on the military bases right now. Speak to someone who's already transitioned from the military. Please reach out and find out what the job market's looking like, what the housing market's looking like. I read a statistic last night. They said only 13% of the homes that are being built now are under $250,000, only 13%. So you're going to have to make some serious money. And if you're only making $14 an hour and you want to buy a $250,000 home, you know, that's going to be a challenge, but you can, it is. I mean, but you've got to reach out and do your research and find out what's going on out here.
There is a lot out there. And one of the things that I've seen is people, for whatever reason, maybe they had a tragedy, maybe they have a disability, maybe right. they have a few setbacks in life. But I got to tell you, there's so much to be gained by going forward. I've gone over to David Vapora's deal where they do the Adaptive Training Foundation, and I see guys and gals with multiple major problems. Amputees, Travis Mills is one, quadruple amputee. Their attitude is an attitude of gratitude, and they're tearing it up. Now, let's mention some job fair things because we were talking about that a second ago. Here's one job fair right now that some people could find out about here in the North Texas area.
Yeah, thanks to Tarrant County Community College, they've always got some great opportunities for veterans. But in this particular case, Nacho Average Job Fair. Right, I like to play on words,
right? It looks like fun.
Nacho, N-A-C-H-O. This is going to be on Wednesday, September 19th, is next week. And the job fair is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this will be held at the SSTU Dining Hall. Let me give you the exact address here. It's going to be 5301 Campus Drive in the big city of Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. And we have a lot of veterans who are attending college over there right now.
You bet. We got a lot of veterans in Texas A&M, in Arlington. The University of Texas at Dallas, TCU, SMU. We've got a lot of higher education, and if going in a classroom is maybe not adaptive for you, then we've had WGU on. There's plenty of places where you can get focused and, again, win the battlefield of the mind. How do you win the battlefield of the mind? How do you excel? It's you are what you think about. So if you are doing things like I was mentioning before the break, I went aboard the USS Truman. Oh, how fun was that? Got to do an arrested landing. You know, that's where you go from about 140 to zero in 100 feet.
Wow.
What's even more fun is taking off. You go the other way, and it kind of, you know, it's the world's greatest roller coaster ride, believe me.
And you, the major aircraft you dealt with was, what, the A-4?
No. Well, back in the Navy was the A-4, but when I went out to the Truman back in October, it was a COD. So what we want to do is emphasize being involved, education. Almost all of the men and women that I interviewed aboard the Truman were heavily involved in higher education. One lady was working on her PhD. She did the same job I did in the Navy. She was an AZ, Aviation Maintenance Administration. There's all kinds of opportunities as well, especially for people in logistics, supply, maintenance, various and sundries things, but they're all getting more education. So we want to emphasize winning the battlefield of the mind when we come back and talk about some fun things to do and get involved in. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We are Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Florence is moving slow and dropping tons of rain on the Carolinas. There's now major flooding and catastrophic property damage. WNCN TV reporter Colleen Quickly.
We were speaking with some of the firefighters who work here in New Bern and said if they didn't have all of this help, they don't know what they would have done because the calls just kept on coming. You know, so many people we've spoken with said it's flooded here before, but no one has ever seen anything like what they saw with Tropical Storm Florence.
Meteorologist John Cancelosi.
So right now we have a tropical storm warning up for Florence. For a good portion of the North and South Carolina coastline, it almost covers nearly the entire coast of the two states.
About 1 million customers in the Carolinas are without power. So far, 7 people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
Welcome to Vegas.
Blaney's got it on the bottom. Harvick's working the outside. Now we'll rock it forward.
It's the South Point 400.
Off of turn two, it's going to be Joey Logano being pursued by his teammate, Ryan Blaney, into the second spot.
Kurt Busch up against the wall, and he gets collected by Chase Elliott.
It's time to go to the bottom. He'll pinch Joey Logano.
The South Point 400, Sunday, September 16th at 12 noon.
Don't miss the South Point 400, live from Las Vegas Motor Speedway, tomorrow at noon on 1160 AM KBDT.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. Hey, Ron, we're having a lot of fun. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, we are.
We are talking about this month, mental health, being involved, doing things. I would like to tip of my hat to all the men and women who are serving right now in the wake of Hurricane Flo. Because let me tell you something. I know Cajun Navy's there. I know the Army Corps of Engineers is there. I know General Buchanan's Army North is there. I know that Team Rubicon is there. I know the Mission Continues is there. All of these organizations, many of which include SAR specialists, are there helping out. So far, what I saw on the internet, only 5 lives have been lost. That's pretty phenomenal. We lost a lot more in Houston, and then we had, you know, terrible tragedies in other places like Puerto Rico that were so terribly hit. But being involved, that lifts you up. Giving service to somebody else, helping somebody else.
Right.
I think that that's the greatest thing that we can do. And one of the things when we took the oath to join the military, basically we agreed to serve, and there was no end date on it, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some fun things. We do have the Nancy Lieberman Golf Tournament, and that's coming up this September 17th, which is, unless I'm sadly mistaken, that's Monday. And that's being promoted by our radio station and all. But around the nation, there are golf tournaments and things going on. For instance, one of the things that's really fun is a golf tournament honoring Lee Ermey, the guy, the gunny, you know, who played in the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then he had mail call for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is a golf tournament for him that's being put on by Marines. It's to benefit quite a few organizations. It's going to be at the golf club at Champions on October 13th. So here's a chance. You want to go to Veteran Forces and look up, you know, Veteran Forces. They are an IRS-approved 501c3. You can find out about that. Going to be a lot of fun. Gene Overstreet's going to be there. A lot of great people. So you go out, you have camaraderie. You have fun. You can you imagine, though, that if I played golf, I mean, it would be like terrifying because I can't hit in a straight line on anything.
Well, I've never played. Never even held a club.
Well, maybe you and I ought to go out there and show them how not to do it, right?
Well, yeah, there we go.
Oh, I tell you what we could
write
do.
Write a book about it, too.
We could be beer caddies, right?
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
That's something we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, the Association of the United States Army, AUSA, what a great organization. You're right in the Army. Believe it or not, I'm a member. Robin is a member of AUSA. Why? Because of their scholarship fund that they support that helps kids go to college.
I contribute as well. Every year with the Texas Veterans Commission, we are asked to contribute to our favorite organization, and that's one of them through the combined federal campaign.
And if you go take a look at AUSANorthTexas.org, you're going to find out about a great golf tournament going to be held at Brookhaven here in Dallas October 16th. And that's, again, that's at Brookhaven. It starts at 7:30. Go take a look at AUSA North Texas. I got to tell you something else. What if you're in Washington, D.C.? What if you're in some other part of the nation and you'd like to participate? AUSA annual event is going to be in Washington. It's going to be October 8th through 10th. Just go to AUSA and you're going to find out. So you can plug into organizations like AUSA, Navy League, Coast Guard, Air Force has got an organization.
Mission Continues.
Heroes Marine
on
Corps.
The water.
Yeah.
Military Heroes Veterans on Spirit Network.
By the way, yeah, man, let me tell you, Chris Hampton invited me. I'm going to go maybe next weekend on a kayak fishing deal with the Heroes on the Water.
Wow. And they, matter of fact, I have a good friend. She took her dad out there for his birthday, and he's a veteran as well.
I thought that was cool. But he had a great time.
Let me tell you a story. Jim Dolan, who started that, and I became really good friends.
Shout out to Jim, by the way.
Yeah, down at Corpus Christi. You're killing us all with those pictures of you catching fish. But we went, and we were at this private lake, and a story he told me was this lady had absolutely forced her husband to go to this event for kayak fishing because she knew all of his childhood, all of his young life, he loved fishing. Well, he had severe problems as a result of combat, and so he was just sitting there. She basically beat him up and coerced him, not physically but mentally, to go. He got in a kayak, and according to Jim Dolan, all of a sudden he's fishing, and he latches on, catches a 9-pound catfish.
Wow.
And he's in this kayak, and the catfish is dragging him all over the lake. And the guy starts laughing. And his wife goes, "That's the first time I've heard him laugh in 2 years.
Hmm.
And when he came back, you know, he was talking with all these guys and made a bunch of new buddies. And the interaction that he had, the opportunity to be out in the beautiful day, kayak fishing, doing something. And now he is a regular participant in a fundraiser for that group. I mean, get involved. Do things. Again, we talked about the Lee Ermey Golf Tournament. You can look that up on
Alliance for the Brave. You can find
it up on Alliance for the Brave. You bet. Veteran Forces, that's where you can go. AUSA, that's where you can go. Nancy Lieberman, that's Monday. We've got some great things. Robin is going to be talking about that later, which is absolutely terrific. But these things are so important.
Also, on the 29th of this month, if you're looking to battle or get over that obstacle with the federal employment resume and website, the Federal Employment Training Center will be having a career symposium on that particular date. Now, I'm particularly happy to have one of the representatives on the show next week. And that's going to be Jacqueline O'Neill. And she's one of the trainers over there as well. She's also in the reserves right now.
Yeah.
And she's going to be on the show next week to talk about that event. So if you're looking for ways to overcome that barrier, navigating the website, usajobs.gov, and knocking out the profile in order to generate the job leads and get those jobs popping up on your profile, then you definitely want to make this event. So
is there a way? Is there a way that you can plug? Let's say I'm overseas. Let's say I'm deployed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to plug into that event via Skype or Facebook or something like that? Or
yes.
Is it going to be where you can plug in?
Right. They have training material. You can just go to their website as well. But if you need to find any of these organizations that we're mentioning, just go to our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, and you can find the captions there or the website web addresses. But yes, if it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you speak to someone and make that contact, get that network together before you transition from the military. There's always ways to overcome these barriers to employment.
Oh,
always.
Yeah. I got to tell you, and there's always somebody out there willing to help you.
That's right.
You guys,
especially if you're a veteran.
In Texas, the Texas Veterans Commission,
yes.
You know, a lot of, especially older veterans, Korea era, I have counseled 4 or 5 of those. And in each case, I said, you know, you're eligible to get some health benefits from the VA healthcare system.
Yes.
Every one of them had severe hearing loss. And I got every one of them to go. And let me tell you, you see the look on somebody's face after they go and they get about $6,000 mm-hmm. worth of hearing aids.
Yeah, retroactive pay.
Retroactive pay, and they get a reduction. I mean, all of these things to plug in. The biggest problem that I see, and one of the things that we have a national epidemic of suicide. That's why September is mental health and suicide. And we have, they say, 20 to 22 veterans taking their lives. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you do that? Because you've lost the battlefield of the mind. Because
right.
you feel helpless because you are maybe homeless. Maybe you've got this problem. Maybe you got that problem. And what you were talking about is overcoming these obstacles. Instead of thinking this of this as a barrier, think of it as an opportunity to learn, because there is somebody out there in the state of Texas, the Texas Veterans Commission. They have county veteran service officers there to help guide you through these various things. That's how my Korean veteran friends got through. They didn't go and do it online themselves. They got some help from Zach Magora and his group here in Dallas or one of the other areas. Or they went to the TVC and got help. So these things are important. Let's also mention those who have these tremendous skills and motivation want to be self-employed.
That's right.
Patrick Alcorn.
That's right. As a matter of fact, they have a major event coming up November 3rd. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jim.
I know.
I tell you what, this is going to be for a whole week as well.
Yeah.
And during that week, you're going to be able to learn about franchises. There's going to be a resource fair there, some other seminars, and everything is powered by veterans. Our fraternity is also going to be out there to point people in the right direction, help facilitate some things. But this is going to be on November 3rd. And Patrick Alcorn used to be our business consultant with Texas Veterans Commission. Now he's the director for the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. But November 3rd, let me give you the address to that as well. That's 300 West 1st Street. And this, of course, is at the newly built Texas Live. Texas Live, right across the street from the Rangers Stadium.
Okay. Now, again, what if I live in Newark, New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
What if I live in Omaha, Nebraska?
Yes.
What if I live in Minnesota? God help me during the winter.
That's true. The snow belt.
But how can they plug in? How can they find out more? And how can they get some of this education? Again, you can go to our website, Alliance for the Brave. You can go to other websites.
You can go to tvc.texas.gov. And as a matter of fact, on AllianceForTheBrave.com, our vector or our emblem is there. Just tap on that and scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see our events schedule. And everything that that's going on in the area is part of my job to post everything as far as social media, post everything on the calendar there. So anything going on in this region and throughout the state of Texas, you'll find it there on the tvc.texas.gov website.
And these are important because they enable people to get plugged in. We also set the model, I think, for some of the things that needs to happen around the nation. And as I think as the veteran community leads, as the veteran community shows the way, we believe it or not, our VA healthcare system has led the way in the nation to many medical advances.
Right.
70% of your medical practitioners started their career at the VA. Hmm. One of the finest congresswomen that I know, Eddie Bernice Johnson, who's here in Dallas, her first 6 or 7 years or more, she was a psychiatric nurse at the VA hospital here in Dallas. So many people have plugged into these things.
Yes.
And get lifted up. Now, I want to make another recommendation. While we're going down the line of, hey, here's ways to win the battlefield of the mind. I've mentioned Joyce Meyer's book. I've mentioned Zig Ziglar's book, Dale Carnegie, any of these that enable. So what if you're sitting there and you've had some pretty traumatic things? You've had some pretty terrible incidences. Maybe you have suffered from some things. How do you win the battlefield of the mind? I think you get into things that are positive. You get into organizations that are positive. You get into books that are positive. And let me tell you something, if I were you, don't watch the news. It'll drive you crazy. There's so much garbage going on right now. Focus on the positives. Focus on what you can do. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking about helping you plug in, tune in, and move forward, not backwards. How do you be really successful and win the battlefield of the mind? You tune in, plug in, and be a part of something bigger than you are. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're going to be right back after this word from all of our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission, here aboard the ship with Jim Blythe, Senior Advisor. And if you've just tuned in, you missed a great last three segments of the show. We've been given some great information as far as job fairs, career fairs, benefit fairs, golf tournaments, everything.
Plug in.
Yes.
Plug in.
Now, I will tell you, if you've missed anything, just go to our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com.
That's with the number four.
With the number four, yes. Don't spell that out. AllianceForTheBrave.com. And we want to give a shout-out to all the military bases tuning in, listening to the show. And I just have one more plug for another career fair coming up. And this is put on by my organization, the Texas Veterans Commission. We're going to be having a municipality hiring event for veterans, military spouses, and their family members as well. And this is going to be in the big city of Garland, Texas. Address there at the Richland College is 675 West Walnut Street. Again, that's 675 West Walnut Street, Garland, Texas. This is going to be on October 2nd from 9 to 12 a.m. or I'm sorry, 9 to 12 p.m. p.m. Reason why this is so big is because we have five cities that are going to be participating. Okay. We're talking about Garland, the city of Dallas, city of Rockwall, city of Mesquite, and the city of Plano. They've all come together so that we can get a lot of our veterans employed throughout these municipalities. If you have any questions, just call Catherine Smith, and her number is area code 469-331-1122. And big shout out to Catherine, too. She's our Veterans Employment Liaison with the Texas Veterans Commission, and she's employed a lot of veterans since she's come aboard.
Ron, how does this impact veterans that are people that are overseas or around the nation? Well, right now, North Texas and Texas is probably one of the hottest employment centers in the nation.
That's right.
As compared to many other areas.
Yeah, Microsoft headquarters now, Toyota.
Yeah. Amazon's building facilities, yes, here. There are flight schools. American Airlines is hubbed here. Mm-hmm. They're based here in Dallas. There's training schools. A good friend of mine, John Peroya, works for a group that does flight simulator training for commercial airlines. There's so much available throughout the state of Texas. So if you're overseas and you're on a base and you're saying, hey, man, 6 months, a year, whatever, I'm going to get out. Where do I want to go? I highly suggest you plug it in to the Texas Veterans Commission. Plug into organizations that can give you ideas about jobs and job fairs. And within your own states and communities, there's places you can go. The Disabled American Veterans, DAV group, the AUSA group, the Navy League. Plug in and get involved, because that's where you're going to find you can win the battlefield of the mind.
And don't let that education bother you. If you don't have a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, so what? You can still get a certification. There's certifications out there right now wherein you can get start making up to $50,000 a year to start. X-ray techs, sonographers, these guys, dental hygienists as well. It's only 2 year degrees or 2 year certifications, and you can start out making $51,000 a year. So don't worry about the 4 year or your master's degree and all that. You can still make some good money.
And think about this. You've got leadership training. You've got discipline. You've got a basic motivation that is different. Matter of fact, when I went to college, and this was back a long time ago, and I started my college career. 1971. I got out of the Navy in the end of 1970, and I went to college in 1971. And several of the professors, I became friends with them, and they jokingly said, oh, my gosh, you veterans, you always ruin the curve. You always outperform everybody. Mm. And I think that's because we had a level of maturity a level of motivation and a level of desire.
You're bringing everything to the table that employer's looking for.
And
everything.
You're right. Certifications can be more important than a degree. Mm-hmm. So this is wraps up for our first hour in talking about winning the battlefield of the mind by getting employed, by getting plugged in,
networking,
being part of organizations that are greater than you are. So this is for the first hour. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're going to be right back in the second hour with Dr. Michael Russell. He is the director of the Center of Excellence down in Waco. We're going to be talking about research to help you. So this is Jim Blythe, and I want to say a prayer for all of our active duty military and first responders. God keep you safe, and thank you for all you're doing to protect our country. Thank you for all you're doing to keep us safe, and we are so appreciative. You want to say a thank you yourself in Christ's name. And Ron, again, people can plug in at AllianceForTheBrave.com. You can learn about all of these places to go and to plug in, or go to your own communities and find out how can you get plugged in to something bigger and better than you are. I want to say a special thank you to the Armed Forces Radio Network, a special thank you to USA Radio Network. I want to say a thank you to my wife, Diane, who's watching this, and Phil Brown, our engineer. We'll be right back with Robin Valtudo and Alliance for the Brave.
News Talk weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence has now claimed 7 lives. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is barely moving with top winds of 50 miles per hour. In addition to causing widespread damage, the monster 350-mile-wide storm's slow progress could leave much of the region underwater. Rainfall in many places will be measured in feet. Adding to the misery, hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Kemi McCormick has more on the storm relief effort.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working with FEMA to monitor dams in Virginia and North Carolina. The military has been preparing since before the storm for high water rescues. One official says they've literally surrounded the region with capabilities, but they won't be able to bring in aircraft or ships until conditions improve. Helicopters will be the top priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Australian authorities are warning its citizens against eating certain brands of strawberries after some have been found to contain hidden sewing needles inside. The needle scare started with the Berry Obsession, Berrylicious, and Donnybrook brands, but it has expanded to include 3 more, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, and Oasis brand. Officials are saying that all strawberries, regardless of the brand, should be cut before they're eaten. It's unclear exactly how many strawberries have been compromised. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has taken blunt aim at his predecessor John Kerry for what Pompeo calls actively undermining U.S. policy on Iran.
What Secretary Kerry has done is unseemly and unprecedented.
President Trump is accusing Kerry of holding illegal meetings with the hostile Iranian regime, which the president says can only serve to undercut our great work to the detriment of American people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
A Dallas mother speaks out against the officer who killed her son, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The mother of both of them, Shemjan, demanded Friday that Officer Amber Geiger, whom she called the devil, be fired from the Dallas Police Department for fatally shooting her son in his apartment. And she blasted police for revealing they found 10 grams of marijuana in his apartment.
To have his son smeared in such a way, I think shows that they're persons who are really nasty, who are really dirty, and are going to cover up for the devil, Amber Geiger.
Family attorney Lee Merritt says Geiger should not be a Dallas police officer.
Understand whether the charge is manslaughter as it currently stands, or if it eventually goes to where it ought to be, which is murder. The city of Dallas needs to send out a message that there's no place for a woman like that on the police force.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says 7 states are now reporting obesity rates at or above 35%. John Clemens has more.
In a similar report 5 years ago in 2012, all states had obesity rates lower than 35%. But now 7 states, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, made the list. In the current survey, obesity prevalence ranged from a low of 22.6% for Colorado to a high of 38.1% in West Virginia. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to active duty military, veterans and patriots, first responders around the world. We're carried on the USA Radio Network, and we're carried on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Joining me this morning, my partner in crime and or evil, U.S. Army veteran, Ron Abrams. Ron, good morning, brother.
Morning, morning.
Didn't we have fun in the first hour?
Yes, we did.
And also joining me, our executive director, Miss Robin Valtudo, the beautiful Miss Robin, the sports princess or the sports angel. I never quite get it.
I'll respond to whichever one you say, Jim. Good morning, guys. Incredible first hour and super excited about the guest, Jim, that you're about to announce for hour two of Alliance for the Brave.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I had the great opportunity, thanks to my good friend, head of Vision 17, Jeff Milligan. He said, you need to meet this guy. So I drove down to Waco, and I met one of the most fascinating couples and one of the most interesting men I'd ever met in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome Dr. Michael Russell, Ph.D., neuropsychologist, the head of the Center of Excellence in Waco. Dr. Russell, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dr. Russell.
I'm so glad we finally got connected. Had some phone problems there for a minute.
Yeah, well, it all worked out.
It all worked out. Dr. Russell, I was so impressed with what you're doing. So first, let's talk a little bit about your background so that we put a face to the name of Dr. Russell. You are retired military as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I did 28 years as an Army psychologist. I was an Army research psychologist and clinical psychologist. I was the chief of psychology at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Hood, Texas, Fort Bliss, Texas. Ran a neuropsychology fellowship in Hawaii. A couple of tours in Iraq. Went to Bosnia in 96. So 28 years as an Army psychologist. I came to the VA about 4 years ago to run this center, which is the largest research lab for mental health in the VA, and it is located in beautiful Waco, Texas.
Hey, I love Waco. I've done a lot of business in Waco, and I've had a lot of friends in Waco, and that's a great, I'd say, mid-sized American city, but it also is a community that gets behind its in veterans.
All I'm going to say is go Bears, right? Are you drinking the green Kool-Aid out there?
The Baylor today, Bears? But, yes.
not yet, right? 4 years, but not yet.
Dr. Russell, as we took a tour of your facility, you are basically the head of research, the cutting edge of research for neuropsychology and PTS. Can you define that a little bit and tell us your mission and the mission of the Center of Excellence, which is part of the VA healthcare system?
Well, I salute the VA for bringing me on board, because I'm bringing the lessons learned from Iraq and the recent conflicts to try to improve the VA healthcare system for veterans, and particularly veterans of the recent war. You know, the VA does a great job with mental health, with PTSD as they understand it. I just think there's a couple of more things we need to add to the mix to really serve all the veterans. Okay, I'm going to go into that.
Please, I'm staying silent because let me tell you, you're a PhD in neuropsychology. I'm just an old Navy veteran, man. So yeah. You take the lead, brother.
Well, you know, when the people came back from the Vietnam War, there actually was no diagnosis. There was no PTSD. It didn't exist in the book. And, you know, they made a political compromise with a couple other groups, the people representing rape victim advocates, people representing natural disaster survivors, and then people representing war veterans, and they got together and they made this diagnosis that we call PTSD. And it really does fit for a lot of war veterans. I mean, people who were victims of things that happened to them. And
shell
and so
shock,
treatments,
for one thing. We used to call it shell shock or battle fatigue.
Right.
World War II, it was called battle fatigue. There was a little incident that General Patton was involved in that he didn't recognize that. But let's move on from there. It's now we understand it a lot more.
We understand that a lot more. And the treatments that we currently give, the VA has a couple of evidence-based treatments, cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure, work pretty well for that. But what I've found is that it doesn't meet the needs of everybody. And there are two other groups that are being left out of the current treatment. And the first is the traumatic brain injury. I was the chief of psychology at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, even before the wars. And, you know, that's where they jump out of perfectly good airplanes with parachutes. And sometimes land fine and sometimes land in trees and sometimes land not so fine and hit their heads and get concussions. And that's where I discovered that, you know, you can get a thing called a post-concussive syndrome. When you get that concussion and it bruises the frontal lobes of your brain, and that's the vulnerable part because that's the part that's sticking out in the front, and that's where your judgment, reasoning, and inhibition of doing things lies, that you get almost what looks like a newly acquired personality disorder. And I saw soldiers go from soldier of the quarter, best soldier in the company, to facing a chapter for misconduct. And what happened is they had a jump accident out on the field, which is often unreported. And with treatment and with a little bit of time, that brain bruise can heal itself. And those people go back and they go back to being good troops. The trick is to keep them out of trouble, you know, while they're healing, okay? So I pioneered the concussion care centers in Iraq, you know, that help do rehabilitation for people who'd had a blast or shock or other traumatic brain injury. And what I recognize is that for some people, these effects seem to linger for up to a couple of years before they're back to normal. And this kind of ties in with the whole football player controversy, which you've probably heard about.
I've got a good friend here in Dallas, a former NFL player, and he has blackouts. He has problems. And I'm going to try and get him hooked up with somebody that can help him. But, yeah, we see it. Also, I had a really good friend I was telling you about, Drago Dresden, who is a Navy SEAL and a breacher. And you were talking about the study about the NFL and the study that was done about breachers. So
yes, absolutely. We did the breacher study both at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research with the Marine Corps, and we also worked with the New Zealand Army, and also has a breacher study. And what we find is, yeah, that blast wave, that hypersonic blast wave that comes from that blasting charge, passes through the brain, and it causes a disruption. And we could measure in the instructors for the course that their cognitive ability noticeably declined over the course of a cycle of instruction. And as a result of that study, they actually moved everybody back a few feet from the blast. But this was the same phenomenon that was going on with all the IEDs in Iraq and exposure to hypersonic blast waves. And I actually studied a case there in Camp Liberty where a rocket shell had landed very close to a trailer, and actually the people inside had all been rendered unconscious by the blast wave and their recovery. And it takes longer for some people than we thought it did. And I was very worried about the NFL guys and this thing called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. But, you know, I'm actually starting to be a little bit more optimistic, because what I find is that after that couple of years, the brain seems to heal itself. It seems to rewire itself. If you can get them past that point where they're disoriented and not feeling well, they seem to come back. Okay. So,
Dr. Russell, I've got a question in regard to that. I worked in the NFL for 13 years.
Right.
Some of my dearest friends are played in the NFL, and many of them are retired now. And I'm seeing with them, because they talk openly with me about brain injury and post-traumatic stress, and many of them, we're talking 5 to 10 years after they've done taking the pounding every week, is their brain function diminishing, and now they're going through the tests, and it's related to brain damage.
Right. You know, there is no doubt that you take a beating, you know, going from a run to a sudden stop, your brain actually physically moves in the skull because it's softer, and it'll accumulate bruises. And I thought that was a very grim story, you know, the CTE idea. But I've met now so many players that have rebounded from that. They had a bad period, okay, for a few years after they stopped playing. But, for example, I met Herschel Walker a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good friend.
Yeah, famous, you know, former Dallas Cowboy. And he was in bad shape after he stopped playing. He actually was an inpatient psych for a while. And, you know, he actually feels he had multiple personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got treatment for that, which is very open about it. He talks about it publicly. But now he's looking good. He's looking good. He's cognitively clear. He's feeling better. Some of the people that I knew in Iraq that were hurt by blast waves, and I thought it was going to be semi-permanent, now I'm actually starting to feel better about them, too, because they're coming around.
Yeah, it is very,
so,
very exciting.
I'm incredibly optimistic, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very exciting what has even come out within this last 2 to 3 years of reversing the effects of brain trauma from whether it's post-traumatic stress from their service time or with these athletes from being pounded every week. One of my dear friends, Patrick Vinsky, who is now 10 years post-playing, he was experiencing some of the very same symptoms that many of our military servicemen that we've gotten to know dealing with post-traumatic stress that
right.
you would have, coming out of war, would be dealing with. Like the loud sounds setting him off, just even the chaos of his children. He literally had to move away from his family in this last year to go through testing and a lot of the things that you're doing now with our veterans. And so there is a better life on the horizon for him. And so I'm sure that's the same of what you're experiencing.
Well, Dr. Russell,
that's what I believe too.
Yeah. You're doing so much research, and you and I also talked about, I went to a meeting and here was a lady who had had a major, major stroke and said she couldn't walk. She couldn't talk. And she relearned how to use her language and walking skills by developing new pathways for the brain to work with. We used to think that if you damage the brain, that was it. But now we're learning that there are ways to make it heal. There are pathways. When we come back from the break, I want to talk more about that, but I also want to talk about that piece of equipment that you showed me down in Waco and what that can do. So this is Jim Blank with Ron Abrams and Robin Valtudo. We're talking with Dr. Michael Russell, U.S. Army, retired. What a great man, head of the Center of Excellence down in Waco. So we'll be right back after these words. This is Alliance for the Brave. Stick around.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
This is Jim Blank, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders pull, bosses push. Every one of us has had a boss. You don't like to be pushed. Americans don't like to be pushed. Texans particularly don't like to be pushed. Remember, as a leader, if you push people, they're going to resist. Try to pull them instead. Leaders pull. Bosses push. Leaders bring people to them. Leaders bring people to them and inspire them and get them to do things because they want to do it. Leaders pull. Bosses push. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You're on board with Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo and Ron Abrams as we're talking about mental health, suicide prevention with the expert, Dr. Michael Russell, U.S. Army. Dr. Russell, you were one of the very first to be the clinical psychologist to head command an Army Combat Support Hospital. You are doing so much research and so much the cutting edge of helping people, not only as it would relate to the NFL and the people getting hit in the head, and just think about, I think, the picture of Muhammad Ali, but the breachers, the people who've been around explosions, actually people who've been in traumatic automobile accidents or having strokes. This kind of research is leading the way. And, Ron, I believe you had a question for Dr. Russell.
Yes, I did. And thanks for coming on the show, Doctor. I had a question concerning the research that you have or that you've done on the possible long-term effects of not only the cognitive ability of a TBI, but the personality. Why the personality portion?
Okay, yeah, well, because I've noticed that when you get the TBI, you often undergo a personality change. You become more impulsive, more irritable. You know, part of that goes along with having some pain, but your personality really is in your brain. when it becomes injured, your personality becomes injured. So part of the problem there is maintaining relationships. You know, because people need support when they're injured the most. And what I've noticed is that people with TBI tend to be very hard on their relationships. And, you know, this is the downward spiral that people can get into, where they lose their support system, they lose their partner, become eventually homeless, and you know, it goes downhill from there. So I'm trying to prevent that from happening at the highest level. You know, so we intervene with relationships, try to keep those together. We try to support the veteran while they're healing. We help them understand what's going on. And that's the important thing, is you understand that your brain's got a bruise, that's why you're not thinking clear, but it's going to get better. And we just have to let the body heal. Now, we actually have some technology now, which I think can help the brain to heal. And I think that's the thing we wanted to talk about a little bit next. We have a 3-Tesla MRI here, which is probably the most powerful MRI in Central Texas. And talking about brain nodes, we do brain mapping, functional MRI, and we find those nodes where the different parts of the brain connect, and, you know, where a lot of the thinking's happening. We can find the disruption in those nodes. We've got two kinds of experimental treatments once we get the brain mapped. One's called QEEG biofeedback, where we're actually reading the brain waves and showing the person the activity, okay, where it's kind of dark, where it should be more active, and allow them to get that feedback and visually change their thinking process. And at least for some people, that actually seems to be effective, and they actually seem to change, re-energize those areas that were injured. So that's quite promising. But the one that I think that Jim was excited about, which is also the one that I'm excited about, colloquially, veterans often call it brain zapping, but it's called transcranial magnetic stimulation, where we're running a pulsed magnet to the brain. And what we think happens when we do that is it releases BDNF, which is the brain neurotrophic factor, which helps regrow connections in the brain.
Now, say that again, yeah, because when we come back, I want to delve more into that. You're basically recreating, as I understand it, a protein hormone in the brain that helps the brain heal. Is that what you're saying?
We are stimulating, you know, the production of this chemical, which helps, you know, brain neurons regrow and reconnect, yes.
All right, tell you what let's do. Let's come back after this word from our partners and talk more with Dr. Russell about how to be better, how to be stronger, how to win the battlefield of the mind in all that you are doing with the Center of Excellence down in Waco. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and the beautiful Robin Valtuto, the only person I've ever worked with that could do a double backflip. All right, we're going to be right back with Dr. Russell after these words. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence has now claimed 7 lives. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is barely moving with top winds of 50 miles per hour. In addition to causing widespread damage, the monster 350-mile-wide storm's slow progress could leave much of the region underwater. Rainfall in many places will be measured in feet. Adding to the misery, hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Kemi McCormick has more on the storm relief effort.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working with FEMA to monitor dams in Virginia and North Carolina. The military has been preparing since before the storm for high water rescues. One official says they've literally surrounded the region with capabilities, but they won't be able to bring in aircraft or ships until conditions improve. Helicopters will be the top priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman charities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833
4 My VA Loan. That's 833, the number 4 My VA Loan, or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311548, and our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antell, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antell, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at allianceforthebrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Russell, who is the director of the Center of Excellence down in Waco, leading the nation in research on PTS, depression, TBIs, things of this nature. It's not just about the battlefield. It's also about the battlefield of the freeways. The people get TBIs from strokes, all of these things, the research that Dr. Russell's doing. Dr. Russell, we had just barely mentioned that piece of equipment. I thought it was a hairdryer at first till you sent me that video. But this is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard of or ever seen, because it totally changes many of our concepts of taking care of our hair, our brain. So could you please explain what that piece of equipment is and how you got it and how you're using it in research?
Okay, yeah. A little backstory. When I was still on active duty, we have a cooperative conference with scientists from Israel, and it alternates between when it's in the United States and when it's in Israel. So I got the opportunity to go travel to Israel and see what they were doing for treatment of veterans, treatment of their soldiers. And they're often seems a step ahead of us, and they introduced me to this idea. And as a matter of fact, the machine you saw was an Israeli piece of technology, and we actually had to bring it in through customs to get it set up here.
What, did you tell them it was a hairdryer, or did you tell them what it was?
You know, it's a medical device, but it actually does have a cooling unit in it that does blow air.
Oh, how
so, you know, it's
multi-purpose, doctor, multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose, yeah. So, you know, it can cure your treatment-resistant depression and style your hair. So, yeah, it's called deep transcranial magnetic stimulation. So we have two different units. We have an American-made unit, which has a figure-eight coil, and we have this Israeli unit that has a H-shaped coil. And the H-shaped coil seems to get deeper in the brain and delivers the stimulus probably where it's needed more. And so it is a revolutionary cure for depression. Traditional antidepressants, like if you take Prozac, that's going to take over a month, really close to 2 months, to really kick in if a person's depressed. Transcranial magnetic stimulation will probably give you the same results in about a week.
Wow. I mean, that is shocking, the difference.
Oh, it's amazing. Five sessions usually gets you 80% of the way out of your depression. Now, to me, that's very important, even for just straightforward depression, which is what it's FDA approved for, because that period of time when you're just starting to feel better but you're still depressed is probably the riskiest time for suicide. Anybody that's undergoing a depression, because they've got enough energy to do something, but they don't yet feel good yet. So yeah. It's a risky time, and the shorter we can make that window, the less likely we're going to have any adverse.
That's such a good point, because many of us, we have loved ones that battle depression, and those of us that don't, I never really thought about the timeline of medication taking effect. You know, you think, I take aspirin for a headache and it impacts me right away. So I'm so glad that you are breaking that down.
A lot of times people will just think it's not working, stop taking it because they haven't given it an adequate enough try when they're doing the pills.
But something else, Dr. Russell, and I had a very good friend many years ago. Dick took his own life, and he'd been on Prozac and then couldn't sleep at night, so they switched him over and were giving him sleeping pills as well. So he was going through this cycle. And I think one of the things that happened with the depression in the cycles was he became hopeless and helpless. And so what you're saying is, instead of narcotics, this electrical stimulus, I can't say it. You say it, Dr. Russell.
Magnetic. Well, you can just say magnetic stimulation.
Okay.
Is there an acronym?
Across the brain, magnetic stimulation.
Is there an acronym?
TMS.
Okay.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Where you've got this down in Waco, and I'm a veteran, but what if I had a family member that I wanted to get an opportunity? Where could I go to find medical facilities that have this piece of equipment? Do you have any idea?
Well, clinically, the VA is rolling this equipment out now, and so it's actually in a couple of VAs in the United States, and hopefully it'll be more and more common as time goes on. But because this machine is FDA approved for treatment-resistant depression, it is being offered in Dallas, and it is being offered other places in the United States. The particular Israeli unit that I'm using is made by a company called BrainsWay, which is BrainsWay. And you could look up the YouTube video just type that in and you'll get that. But there are TMS providers probably in any reasonably sized city. And it's really an option that I am going to advocate for, because it seems to work better and it seems to work quicker. Now, it's FDA approved for depression in the United States, so that's where you're going to get treatment on it. But in Israel, they're using it for a lot of other things, and they're using it for post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're using it for TBI, and it seems to work amazingly. That's part of the part where we're pioneering, because we're trying to collect the evidence that it's effective for these things so we can get it FDA approved for that as well. Any place else you would go get that, it would be what's called off-label, which that's commonly done. I mean, it's not that uncommon that psychiatrists do things off-label, but it's only FDA approved in America right now for depression.
Dr. Russell, one of the things that is you point people to that video, and I'm going to put that video link on my website, jimblight.net, and probably we're going to get it on Alliance for the Brave.
Absolutely.
But there's a follow-up video that shows somebody treated by that particular machine who has extreme Parkinson's, and they went from almost totally unable to take care of themselves, that over a period of time and treatment, they were doing pretty doggone good.
Remarkable.
Exactly. And this is the BDNF part, the neurotrophic factor. The stimulation, the magnetic stimulation of the brain, seems to release this BDNF, which helps repair connections, helps sprout new neurons, and seems to help the brain heal. Now, that's better than what an antidepressant will do, and then it has these implications for these other conditions. Because I've also seen cases again, outside the United States, where they were using it post-stroke. And a person, you know, recovered some use of an arm that had been paralyzed.
Wow.
So that appears to be healing the brain. The United States is actually often way conservative about adopting new treatments. They don't allow foreign studies to be used, you know, for FDA approval. So in Europe, it's approved for all these other things. In Israel, it's approved for all these other things. And in the United States, it's only approved for depression. So, you know, other countries are definitely using it more and for more things.
Dr. Russell, we've got
yes.
so many folks from our Facebook Live fan group chiming in on this, very, very interested in the topic of conversation. Adrian writes, all you need to do is balance your hormones and won't need any drugs. What is your response to that mindset?
Okay. I mean, balance hormones.
And, of course, that's coming from a person that does not battle depression.
Right. I mean, you know, you can get a thing that looks like depression from a number of causes. And so I certainly would never dismiss the fact that if your thyroid is way off, you know, and you have a very low thyroxine level, that you are going to feel apathetic and depressed, and that balancing that is going to help you with that. But there are other kinds of depression that don't appear to be hormonally balanced. That is, you know, every hormone we can measure can be normal, but you can still be depressed. So, I mean, that is true for some cases, but it's not true for all cases that it's hormonal.
Okay.
If it was, we wouldn't need to be doing these other things.
Very, very well stated. And then Shelley's writing in. She says that she has post-traumatic stress disorder, and mm-hmm. she works with Mini Press to help her sleep. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah, that's actually really good. Okay, so Mini Press is actually high blood pressure medication, and but it seems to help people relax. I guess you know, part of this whole stress cycle is your blood pressure rises, and you know you feel anxious, and so when your blood pressure goes down, you feel relaxed. And it seems to work. I mean, the problem with some of the sleep medications. Well, the benzodiazepines are terrible because you can get these weird side effects where, you know, people sleepwalk or do things they don't remember while they have them, but also because over the long term, your body can get addicted to them and you have trouble ever stopping them. So we tend to use things like trazodone, which is an antidepressant that's very sedating. Some people use Benadryl. I mean, that's the big over-the-counter one. It's actually diphenhydramine. But that tends to have people have a hangover in the morning where they can't, you know, get out of bed and they feel dragged out in the morning. But Mini-Press, it wears off after 4 hours, and usually people are fine in the morning. So if that works for it, that's great.
Dr. Russell, I appreciate you mentioning the high blood pressure. I actually have been diagnosed with it. I'm on high mm-hmm. blood pressure medication. But what helps me is just listening to some relaxing music, to be honest with you. But when it comes to just walking around and meeting a veteran, I know we shouldn't assume that they have a TBI or post-traumatic stress. But what would be our approach to a veteran? What would you recommend how we converse with a veteran when we meet them?
As a veteran myself, I would hope you would just treat me like a regular person.
But wait a minute. You're a doctor. You're a PhD. You know, you're a step above. I think
Dr. Russell, have you dealt with any of this yourself through your 28 years of service in the United States Army?
Well, you know, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those things where leaders have to pretend that they're above, you know, going through the normal human experiences that, you know, the other folks have to experience. But, you know, the highest risk rank in the military for suicide is E8, you know. And when I was researching suicides in the infantry division, Pretty much all the suicides were actually E6 and above, and a lot of them were officers.
All right, Dr. Russell, I've got to interrupt you. We're going to have to go to a break. We're going to wrap this up in the last portion of the segment of the show. So if you're joining us late, we're talking with Dr. Michael Russell, the director of the Center of Excellence. When we come back, Dr. Russell, we want to talk about also sleep deprivation and stress. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, Robin Valtuto. We're talking with Dr. Michael Russell. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back after these words.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. And I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today. Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Alliance for the Brave is moving down the channel and bringing this ship back into the dock for the final segment with Dr. Michael Russell. I'm Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and Robert Valtuto. Dr. Russell, thank you so much for being on board. Where can people get in touch with you and with the Center of Excellence? Where can they go to find out about what VA can do for them in this regard? And can they find out whether or not civilians can participate in this?
Oh, absolutely. We have a good Facebook page, and we also have a good website. And so if you just type in VISN 17, V-I-S-N, 17, Center of Excellence, we should be the top hit on either of those media. And so
is that, Doctor, is that .com or .org?
Actually, it gets a little more complicated if you you'd have to do the search because it's under it's a VA website. So
oh,
it's
okay.
Got,
so
like,
we want folks to
search.
Okay, so search Vizen 17.
Vizen 17 Center of Excellence.
Center of Excellence, right.
And that'll probably give you the same thing on Facebook. We should be the top hit for that. And but once you pull up the page, then you've got all our contact information. You've got our address, our phone number. You can find my bio. You can there's a link to email us, and there is a list of studies, and we currently got to tell you, man, I think we've got a cure for Gulf War illness. If anybody out there is suffering from Gulf War illness, we've got an investigational medication that, at least in our animal model, seems to bring the animals right back to normal, and we would love to hear from you guys.
Okay, do you have a phone number? Do you have a contact way that with that they can get a hold of you? Or where should they go again?
Exactly. I would still want to refer them to our website or our Facebook page.
Okay.
You obviously can contact me directly. And actually that link is on the website too. And I would be glad to refer or try to get you hooked up with that.
Okay, so everything is on the website, folks tuning in, because we've got a large audience on Facebook Live. We're so glad that you're finding this very interesting and being very interactive with us today. Dr. Russell, we have maybe about 4 minutes left of this show, and we would love to dive into personality changes and depression and how being sleep deprived and overstressed by just the simple things, how do those small soft stresses impact what the work is that you're doing?
Right. You know, so many of the problems that we deal with are multifactorial. There's more than one cause, and hormones are definitely one of them, but Americans in general don't get nearly enough sleep. And so a lot of people are sleep deprived, and there's a particular problem with my younger active duty guys. When I was working with the military guys, I'd stay up till 2 in the morning, get up for PT at 4, you know, at 6, and, you know, they were maybe making 4 hours sleep a night. And then as you get older, you've got all kinds of things that interfere with your sleep, like back pain and, you know, other sorts of things. So lack of sleep tends to have a lot of bad adverse outcomes, you know, in terms of your mental focus, but also it can actually lead to early cognitive decline. You know, sleep apnea is actually a major cause of dementia. You know, people who aren't breathing well when they're sleeping.
So folks, a cup of coffee can only go so long. You've got to get your rest.
You really have to get your rest. You really do. And so, yeah, I'm a big advocate for people getting sleep.
Dr. Russell, I would love to be able to have you come back in the next few weeks or months and talk more about this. So thank you so much for being on board with me today, and God bless you for all you're doing.
Such a pleasure.
Excellent, guys.
All right, so right after this, you're going to have Pete Persaud coming up right after Alliance for the Brave. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams and Robin Valtudo.
And you guys, for Pete Persaud with Dr. Muir, Healthcare Begins With You, he's going to continue on this line of conversation.
All right, we'll be back next week with more on how to tune in, plug in, and have great opportunities for mental health and mental wellness. This is Jim Blythe saying God bless you, keep safe, and thank you for all you do.
Stars through the track left. The bomb must get.